From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold in charge of the investigation into Thursday's shootings.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday, several other people wounded at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 in the city of Damituru. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. Militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that the group is forcing some of its hundreds of captives to carry out its attacks. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the last blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khanbani Saad also wounded more than 70. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Women and children were among the victims. This is VOA News. Supporters of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group clashed with several police in several neighborhoods on Friday in around Cairo. Police say a number of people were killed in that scattered violence. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed small groups of young men throwing stones and shooting firecrackers at police outside Cairo near the Grand Pyramids of Giza. Police appeared to respond by firing tear gas. Egypt's Interior Ministry claimed that armed individuals fired live rounds at police from a bridge overlooking the street where clashes took place. VOA could not independently confirm the source of the gunfire. Witnesses say protesters were trying to block traffic on a main boulevard near the pyramids, but police prevented them from reaching the area. The Muslim Brotherhood group reportedly urged its supporters to demonstrate against the government to mark the end of Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Uneasy about the Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia on Friday sent its foreign minister, Abdullah Zubair, to the White House, where he received reassurances from President Obama. Saudi leaders have criticized U.S. overtures to Iran. Mr. Zubair spoke with reporters Friday at the White House.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region.
Saudis also have expressed doubts that a deal would stop Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. Ukrainians marked the first anniversary Friday of the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger plane by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of their country. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called the downing of Flight 17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the plane shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame in turn Ukrainian forces for the downing of Flight 17. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet Friday to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Greece has already won an increase in the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank. And the U.S. space agency NASA has released more photos of the surface of Pluto showing a smooth, frozen plains. This follows the first spacecraft flyby of Pluto. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.